You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Today on the radio show, it being Wednesday, John Martin's going to be here in the next segment. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian will join us to talk about things that are happening in the city. He wrote earlier, I think it was earlier this week. Sam writes so much, so productively, incisively, that I sometimes lose track. He wrote about Operation Viper. And if I was to have some kind of an operation that involved cracking down on the criminal element, I'd certainly name it Operation Viper. Don't you think Viper, like,
strong
that,
name.
It is funny. What do you think of Viper as a team name? The Vipers. Wasn't there some Vipers? Hasn't there been some, like, Arena League Vipers?
Yeah, I was just saying, the first thing that came to mind was Arena Leagues, although...
The
Arizona Rattlers, were the Vipers maybe Tampa? I feel like Jay Gruden played for the Vipers.
Do we have other snake? Maybe the problem with a snake sport nickname is Diamondbacks, right?
Correct. Well, a Diamondback, yeah, you're right.
The problem is that snakes are kind of...
We don't
like them. Like if you're Kenny the Snake Stabler.
Right.
The Black Mamba, right? That's okay. Like there's Jake. It was Jake the Snake.
Of course.
But in terms of team
We even
nicknames,
ran that back with Plummer.
Yeah. No, we got, yeah. Mm-hmm. So here we go. We had the Arizona Rattlers, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Of course.
You know what they are?
A Timber Rattler.
Not as a team. What kind of team was that? Wisconsin Timber Rattler. I presume it's like a rattler that's found in the woods.
Was that like when we did CFL in the USA?
It's a minor league baseball team.
Ah.
The Columbus Cottonmouths.
Of course.
Were a hockey team. And Inter Milan, the Italian football club.
I've been to a game there.
Really?
A match, yes.
Do you recall? They probably don't have mascots. Let's be honest.
I did not remember anything live.
I bet they don't do it. Well,
the biggest culture shock moment ever in Europe was we got to the game and I had no idea they don't serve beer in the games.
Really?
I presume it's because.
So how many football matches in Europe have you been to?
That's the one.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And why did you choose that one? Do you remember what it cost for a ticket? And was it a great experience?
It was about 50. It was about $50. It was a very good experience.
Except lack of beer.
Except I remember being very mad at my two buddies that I went with when I was like, hey, I'll handle the tickets, all that. And they're like, cool, we're going to go over here to this bar across the street. And I didn't realize that they knew what I didn't know. that you
so
could.
So were you like, were you in a certain section? Were you in the Milan section?
We were right behind. We were right behind the goal. And the only thing I remember bad about the match was, like, there was a goal in, like, the first 10 minutes, and then we went, like, 80-something minutes without another goal.
That's the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Inter Milan, you may be wondering why we're talking about it. Il Biscione, the big grass snake, is a symbol of Milan. And so they have it. Anyway, this is the point, is that you would name your crackdown on the criminal operation after a snake, Viper. But I like a grizzly bear much better. Good, cuddly. Could you imagine, like, doing the whole first season thing, you know, with where they hold up the little bear, the moment that we have at the Grizzlies game, they hold up the tiny little bear.
Right, the Simba moment.
The lion Simba moment. And could you imagine trying to do that with a baby little snake?
That'd be tough.
Or you'd hold up a little egg and have it emerge
from the hatch
right there. That would be like it would give you the EBGBs. It would give me the EBGBs. So, Operation Viper's a crackdown on the criminals, and it preceded the National Guard and all of that, and seemed to be, according to Sam's story, reasonably effective. We'll talk to Sam about that, among other things. John Martin, then Chris Harrington, and then Sam Hardiman. We have two big events today, Jeffrey, two events of interest to local sports fans. One, Ja Morant is treating 250 fans with tickets for the Grizzlies game Friday against the Utah Jazz. This is, of course, the makeup game. This is because they didn't make the cup, right? They didn't advance in the cup. And so they get random ass games assigned to you, one against Utah at home and then one against the Clippers on the road. And it's Friday, and Ja is treating 250 fans with a pair of tickets. So 500 tickets total. It's on Friday, 12-12. Get it? 12-12.
I get it.
Call 12. At the game's at 7, and they're giving away the tickets at 2 p.m., not at 12. Not at 12, but at 2 p.m.
Seems like a miss, but okay.
That seems like a miss, doesn't it? Inside the grand lobby of FedEx Forum on a first-come, first-serve basis, limit of 2 tickets per adult. However, for fans who miss out, Grizzlies will be offering tickets as low as, see if you can guess.
$12?
$12 for Memphis' game on Friday, 12-12. You can order online, et cetera, et cetera. And fans at the event, let's see if you can get this one.
Okay.
I bet you're not going to be able to get this one.
Probably not.
At the event, we'll also be able to take advantage of blank percent off all regularly priced items at the Grizzlies Den.
Show me 12.
12% off all regularly priced items at the Grizzlies Den. Cannot be combined with other discount items. There you go. So today at 2 p.m., you got to line up 250 of you. We'll get tickets. Those lines, and they've done this over the years. They've actually had various moments where the player hands out the tickets. That's a nice touch. There's no evidence that he is going to be there handing out the tickets. They've done that before, but that's a nice touch when they do that. But those lines tend to form. Like, I would tell you, if you want to get in that line, you got to get in that line a little early, probably. Although, they're giving away tickets, and if you miss, you can swing right over to the box office and get tickets for $12.
All right.
You know, you can get tickets for $12. So there you go. That will be happening. I will ask you, Jeffrey, Grizzlies are 2 games under 500, are they not?
Indeed they are, Jeff. They're 11-13.
Okay. Next Tuesday morning when we show up for the radio show, will they be 500? Will they have made it back to 500?
Okay, so we have Utah on Friday and the Clippers on, God, Clippers on the road. I'm going to say
they dominate the Clippers.
I know, but let's see. I'm trying to think. All right, so the following Friday, so that would be at Minnesota. I'm going to say no. Because even if they get back to 500 on Monday.
No, by Tuesday. I'm asking next Tuesday.
Okay, so, sure. I'll take it.
The Grizzlies' schedule, they have Utah Friday home, then the Clippers. They've dominated the Clippers now. They own the Clippers. Clippers are, you know, they just cut their all-time best player. That's Monday. Then it'll be interesting. Will they be able to maintain 500 if they get to 500
right.
over the next little bit? Let's just see what's coming up. Then you go to Minnesota. We'll say that's an L. We'll just talk about whether they're going to be favored or not,
yep.
right? So then they're one game under 500. But then they play the Wizards. They're back to 500. Then they play OKC at OKC. They're a game under 500 again. Then they play at Utah. They're back to 500, right?
Yep.
Then they play Milwaukee here.
So obviously, who's playing for Milwaukee?
Yeah, but whatever. They're game over 500. Then they play at Washington. They're two games over 500. Then whatever. By the new year, and then they got Philly. That gets us through the end of the new year. I think by January 1, they can be over 500.
Yeah.
A game.
Yeah. To me, the more important thing is they are going to survive the 25 portion of the schedule around 500. To me, like, that's the important thing.
Well, and of course, the other important thing that will happen between now and then.
John Morant's coming back.
Yeah. This 12 theme, the Jeffrey was, as sharp as he is, was able to discern this theme around 12.
Not everybody can do it, Jeff.
Not everyone can do it, can see that. Patterns, you know, that's the thing. It's seeing the patterns that other people don't
yes.
see.
The connections, the through lines.
The connections and the through lines. The fact is that Ja is almost certainly making his return Friday. And
that'd be a really waste of a blowout.
We have no idea how this is going to go.
Sure.
We know the team is playing well without him. We know they're beating every lesser team. They never screw up against lesser teams. We know they can't beat better teams. But we know that the vibes are good, KCP said the other day. Like, vibes are good. Everything's good. They're rolling. And here you go. You are injecting into this formula. And it's a great thing. Good to have his talent back. Good to have a point guard. Good to have a starting point guard.
Right there.
You are injecting into this, though, a complete unknown, to use a movie title.
Always knew you were Chalamet.
And by that, there's all the emotional stuff.
Sure.
But then there's also, like, he was playing like total garbage. He was playing 12% from three. Like, he was playing like.
I don't know about y'all. There came a point where I just stopped looking.
Total garbage. And so what is this going to be like? Is it going to be a seamless reentry? Is he going to take the floor that has been achieved? This general sense of, this is what we are. We are, and I heard Brevin saying, we're best of the rest. Like, of the sub 500 teams out there, the Grizzlies they're the best of them. Like, they never lose against them. Maybe they'll just take all that and take all that happiness that's been generated and elevate it.
16.7%.
Okay, my 18% yeah. was my 18%.
No, you
was
said
generous.
13.
I said 18.
You said 13. I know, and then maybe you changed it.
We're gonna go to the tape during the break.
Man. Okay,
we're gonna throw down right. over this one. Anyway, what is the actual number?
16.7. No, I was saying you should have said, like, as in stick with 13, because 16.7 is a much better.
And so there's this, like, I don't think the Grizzlies know. I don't think they know. I don't think Ja knows. I mean, Ja probably knows, but it'll be fascinating. And it's kind of a signature moment, a fresh start. We mentioned that we had hit pause. And again, as Chris has talked about a fair bit now, the schism between Ja and Isolo, it was real on that night, but it was overblown in terms of whether it is an ongoing or enduring schism that they're, whatever. John didn't like being called out. John didn't like being called out because he quit on the team. And so there was a little bit of a schism, but it wasn't actually, didn't feel like it was actually an ongoing deal. It felt like they had gotten over it. And the real problem now was that John wasn't playing well. And so what does that look like inside of a system which has been reasonably effective for them. You're injecting that, and hopefully, you know, the presence of Edie and everything else will see Ja at his best. But anyway, it's a kind of remarkable that here we are, and we can look up and think, oh my God, they're only two under 500. There is an obvious path to get to 500. And by January 1, they should be right around 500, looking at the schedule going forward, barring some disasters. So it certainly didn't start out the season the way anyone would have wanted, but they have certainly reclaimed it. And so there you go. So that is one thing that is happening today, the ticket giveaway. The other thing that is happening today is Charles Huff is being introduced as the Memphis Tiger football team head coach. That is at a public event at 2:30. It's over there at the football complex. And so if you are inclined to show your enthusiasm or to just be curious about what the new coach will say, you can head on over. He's going to be doing a media scrum after that, evidently at 3:30. But the public event, all y'all are invited. How about that? Notice how it rolls off the tongue, all y'all. I can say that almost as if I was born here.
You adopted it.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah. No, you just made a stylistic choice because it's more convenient.
I can't say fixin' without feeling self-conscious about saying fixin'. Like, that will never feel authentic to me. It will always seem ridiculous if a guy from Buffalo, New York says fixin'. But all y'all just rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah.
No problem.
I would argue even as a born and raised Southerner, fixin' doesn't really.
Fixin' seems a little.
It feels like.
I think for some people it's natural.
Yeah, no, but it just feels like I'm trying to go and like code speak to my Mississippi family.
Right. But anyway, all y'all are invited to hear from Charles Huff. So, Jeffrey, we're going to assemble a bingo card
right
now. And we will come back to this tomorrow. In fact, we're going to have a little bit of a scoreboard, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to each come up with a phrase that we think he is going to say. And how about we each get three phrases, and we'll see who does better. Okay? Should we do it as a snake draft?
I think we have to.
It's only fair. Okay. I'm going to say, you want to go first? You go first.
No. I insist.
You just want picks two and three.
Correct.
Okay. I think they're going to say, he's going to say we're going to have an attacking defense. We're going to attack on defense. That's going to be our philosophy.
I was thinking something along the lines like relentless pursuing of the
ball.
But
he will use all these phrases. That they're not the same thing, but we need the exact phrase to score. I'm going to say attacking defense. We're going to attack on defense. The word has to be attack. If you want to use relentless pursuit,
No, because I'm going another direction. Uh-huh. This is where I'm going to go Saban. It's going to be along the lines of...
We need
well-coached attention to detail.
Okay, well, those are two different. You want attention to detail or you want well-coached? We're going to be well-coached. You want attention to detail?
Well-coached.
You want a well-coached.
What's something processy?
Well, which? I need a phrase. You want to give me a different one? Oh, you think he's going to trot out some
Saving. I'm going with my next pick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Well-coached.
So, well-coached.
You want attention to detail next?
No. I think I'm going to go... we're going to be...
Do you want an aggressive? What do you want?
I want process focused.
You want something process focused?
Yeah.
Win the day? Something?
It's
process.
Gonna,
you want the word process?
Yeah. That's the key.
Okay. You want the word process? You're going to use, we're going to be well coached and you want process.
Yeah.
Those are your two picks. I'm going to go with, we're going to be multiple on offense. Don't you think?
It's like spread the field multiple. Yeah, I mean,
well, those are different. If you want to go spread the field, you can go spread the field. I think I'm very happy. I'm going to say he's attacking on defense and multiple on offense. Now, Jason and John, they said that when he was introduced at Southern Miss.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He called him a sleeping giant, and they were debating whether he would use the same phrase. I mean, like, Ryan has taken all in from here, and he's gone taken Arkansas to Arkansas is now all in, right?
Okay,
like, he's kept it. Is Memphis and is it like Southern Miss really was sleeping? Like it was like sleeping, sleeping.
Oh yeah,
Memphis really hasn't been sleeping.
I would actually argue that Southern had been like put in a medically induced coma.
Yeah. So I was wondering whether I'm going to go whether Memphis is a sleeping giant. I think he's going to say, this is the job I wanted.
I like that for you. It's a good pick.
Or I really wanted this job. Wanted. Those are my three. Attack on defense, multiple on offense, and this is the job I wanted.
Okay, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to go with kind of like his catchphrase he's used at Marshall and Southern. Okay. Stand up.
Stand up?
Yeah.
All right, you've got well-coached process and stand up.
Yeah.
How do you feel about yours? I love mine.
I think I would say, like, if you were just putting it on a card, I think I would sit there and I'd vote for yours.
In fairness, I trotted these out on Gabe's show last night, so I was working on
my career. Were workshopping it? Yeah.
Preparation. Well, that's another thing. We could get preparation.
I think that's part of the process, though.
No, you don't get credit for if he says preparation. I need the word process.
In my mind, I will give myself credit.
No, this is an exact phrased contest.
I just need to be in the ballpark.
No, you don't. Not on this scenario. So, is it your experience that what happens today in terms of the presentation, whether he is good or not, matters at all for anything?
So Do I think it matters for what happens?
Just no. Does it matter for anything? Does it matter for ticket sales?
I do think it matters in terms of a business proposition.
You think it does?
Do I think it impacts one way or the other what's going to happen on the football field next season? No, I do not. But I do think it helps. If you can get the rousing start,
very, very, very marginally help create some enthusiasm, right?
Which might mean create
ticket sales.
I understand it was a different era, but despite the fact that this man is barely literate, like Ed Orgeron's opening press conference when he was hired at Ole Miss actually like motivated people.
Well, I was thinking about some of the best I've ever heard. And honestly, just at Memphis, Cal's was unbelievable, as you would have imagined. The huge crowd down at I think it was at the Pyramid. Would it have been at the Pyramid or FedEx Forum?
Pyramid.
It would have been at the Pyramid. Yeah.
Because remember the whole question was whether or not Memphis was going to take over the Pyramid when they built FedEx Forum to like have their own building. And Cal was like, no, we're going to play in the NBA building.
Cal was unbelievably good. Ryan was unbelievably good. Like, Ryan was remember, this is the job. I'm a life, whatever. This was teary. Went on and on about his love for Memphis, and it was emotional. Players were there, whatever. He was great. You know who's good? I mean, Penny's wasn't actually. He didn't say much at all.
But the event was.
But the event was off
quite the celebration.
Crazy event. Like, it's back. Memphis basketball has returned. It was
Palm Sunday, baby.
It was the chosen one is going to lead us back to championships. And so what he said wasn't particularly significant one way or another. Penny's really good with his public presentations, but this one was, he didn't need to say anything. The one of the best I've ever heard, Hugh Freeze at Ole Miss was really good. That was in an auditorium. They have a big auditorium down there.
It was where the debate was, remember, between Romney, McCain. I think it's called the Ford.
McCain.
You're right. I'm sorry. It was McCain, Obama, the Ford Center. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't go to Ed's. Ed's was great.
Ed's was pretty good.
Derek Dooley, among the best I've ever heard. Tremendous.
Derek's too smart to be a good football coach,
he's
but he's
like
not
Rip Shear. He's
not
like
smart. Like, you need to either be like insane genius, but like you don't need to be just kind of like right side of the bell curve. But like, he is a very good talker.
He was great, and it just goes to show the total disconnect between whether this matters in terms of being on the football field.
Totally agree.
And then, by contrast, Justin was pretty – he was clearly nervous. Like, Justin was not impressive, and he was great, a great coach. Really changed the trajectory of the program. But at that point – he never loved public speaking. He became very comfortable with it, but he even wasn't comfortable with it then. So he wasn't particularly. I mean, you remember Josh's? Was it in your show yesterday? People were talking about the reaction and the reception at Ole Miss now, like the way they're rallying around, you know, the staff. And it was the exact same thing that happened.
No, it was probably Jason John, I think.
It may have been. That was exactly the same thing that happened under with Josh.
Yeah.
Like, we have our guy, and we've been spurned by this other guy, and so we are going to rally around you and show the world that we love you, and like that whole thing. I don't remember anything Josh said. I just remember we've just been effed by this other dude who left and took everything, and we are going to show that we are big. Like, we are going to show that we are bigger than one man. And that was the whole vibe around the Josh thing, and that's very clearly the vibe right now in Oxford. We are going to show we are bigger than one man. I do think, as you point out, I think the only difference it makes, there's some things we could or couldn't learn, but I don't think we're going to learn any of them. The things that I'm most interested in learning, OC,
yep.
Right? OC. And then whatever, he can say different things. I would love to know what his plans are at quarterback, but he's not going to tell us.
Right.
Right? So the things you want to know are, who's he bringing from Southern Miss in terms of players? Not going to tell you. Who's the quarterback? Not going to tell you. Who's the OC? Not going to tell you. Like, What's of substance can he tell us that we would be interested in?
So I think he hit the big one. Staff obviously is always going to be big. Staff, players.
I'm not going to tell you. You're not going to say. He said we're working hard.
Maybe this goes to staff, but like a GM plan, like, you know, if there's structural.
I do wonder, once upon a time, one of the phrases that you would have heard was, then you don't hear this anymore. We're going to have a fence around Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There used to be
lots of people built fences around Memphis.
Built fences around wherever they were.
They built fences
around Nebraska, around... if you were in Virginia, fences around Virginia. People were used to build fences, and now it's just ATMs instead of fences.
Yep.
Now you need to build an ATM in the lobby instead of building a fence around Memphis. We'll hear, I'm sure, some fibs about the recruitment. I mean, about the hiring process. You know, Ed will talk about. Okay, let's go to Ed. Ed will say he's our first choice. I think Ed will say
he's the first person we interviewed.
You might say he's the only person. Ed, here. Only person we offered the job to.
Yep.
First person I interviewed.
Yep.
He's going to say both of those things.
I'm also, in fairness, well, we obviously know I think the last part's true. Because you can use language on that. Like, the formal offer sheet. Like, whether or not there was a...
Proven winner. He might say proven winner.
Championship coach.
Championship coach. Oh, bring a championship to Memphis.
Yep.
Maybe that's a little bit of a shot.
This is the man that's going to bring a championship.
Championships.
Do we think there'll be playoff? This will be the man that gets us to the playoff?
Get us to the playoff? I don't think he's going to say that.
I think championship coach.
I think winning championships. We want to win a championship. Will he talk about conference realignment? Probably not, really.
I guess the question is, is he going to be asked about it?
In the scrum, he might be asked about whether you were, like, whether you're worried with the two G5 schools in the playoff,
right,
whether you're worried about continuing access, et cetera, that. Ed, at some point, will say control what you can control, probably. You know, I'm worried about the University of Memphis. That's what he'll say.
Or I'm working every day to put us in the best spot or something like that. Doesn't he say something along those lines?
Right. I look forward to these events. I think they're fun, and I think they're filled with hope. And we'll see how he presents himself. But I suspect people will, if they haven't already, talk themselves into it. I never had to talk myself into it. That's the truth. I never had to talk myself into it. But I've seen among other people, like I was even when I walked to the studio this morning, they were Ron and Karen's show was playing in the halls, and I heard Karen saying, you know, when they first announced him, I wasn't sure, but now and I do think people go through that trajectory of when I wondered when they first happened, but now I don't. But so anyway, that's happening today as well. Big day from that perspective in Memphis sports. Were you particularly what do you make of the Notre Dame ACC schism, which is very public now? And obviously the AD at Notre Dame is going on and on and on about how they were effed by their partners in the ACC, which lobbied for Miami. And on the over on the ACC network, they played, yep, they played the Notre Dame Miami game basically on a loop. And
their Twitter account was constantly comparing the two to make
and now
Miami
we have some
better.
Question of the Big 12 is popping up and says, hey, Notre Dame, you want it? Like, so
well,
what
do you see what this? I took note of this. Petiti said that Bavakwa, the athletic director of Notre Dame, his behavior was egregious. So that doesn't suggest to me that the Big 12 rumors are coming to fruition. I think what they're seeking out, I think Bavakwa's comments were convenient. I think the ACC is somewhat like on life support, even if it doesn't know it. And I think he knows it. And I think he knows that league has been doing them no favors in terms of the scheduling agreement, whatnot. I think they're trying to pivot and figure out a way to have a, if not the 5-game scheduling agreement with one of the other two leagues, maybe 2 games with one league, 2 games with the other. I think they are trying to figure out a way to get some type of scheduling agreement with the Big Ten and the SEC. Because
as of when? You mean some sort of deal, the same kind of deal they have? But they're not going to get, like, the ACC is also where they store all their teams
They can store the rest of them in the Big East. Because they have some history there. And if you're the Big East, why wouldn't you take Notre Dame and all others? You don't play football. And like you've built,
and then you have a scheduling agreement of play five Big Ten games or something like that?
Yeah, something along those lines. Try to play, you know, four, whatever they'll give you.
But you don't think that this was, in fact, the death knell of the Notre Dame-ACC relationship? You think it was a convenient thing for Bavakwa to blame where he saw it coming anyway because the ACC is on? And why do you say the ACC is on life support?
Because two members just sued them and basically won a settlement, making it extremely easy for teams to leave when the TV contracts are up.
One of the things that has struck me recently is, and what's going to happen with Louisville in this situation?
Your guess is as good as mine. What happens with Louisville? What happens with Boston College, Syracuse?
Well, because one of the things that's truly striking as Memphis is getting ready to play Louisville in basketball this weekend. It's not a resumption of the rivalry. It is a series between these two former rivals.
Yeah.
Is how I would describe it. Sadly, I would like it to be a resumption of the rivalry. But it is kind of staggering. Like, Louisville and Memphis is deluding itself if it said it was the equivalent of Louisville. But it was in the same bucket as Louisville.
I think they were on the same tier. They weren't in the same place in the tier, but yeah.
Louisville won national championships. Memphis got the national championships.
Yep.
Louisville was better in football since Schnellenberger arrived, you know, whatever. But
Louisville ignored football for a shorter period of time than Memphis did.
The difference than what has happened, like, Louisville is right there now. Louisville is, if the Memphis programs could be what Louisville's are now, people in Memphis would be thrilled.
Absolutely.
We would not be talking about, how do you get people to FedEx Forum? Where are the crowds? Whatever. And we would be, and football would be same thing. Like, football is, Louisville, they may have a good year or a bad year, but Louisville is right in it, you know? And you all go back to, I mean, I hate to say this, you just go back to choices that the administration's made.
Yep.
There is nothing.
And the timing of the choices.
The timing of the choices that they made. There is nothing intrinsically. Louisville's not a bigger, richer, more glamorous city than Memphis, right? You know, they're
cities are
very similar type cities, very similar universities, and one made certain choices and one made other choices. And here you are. Like, it's as simple as that. If you could somehow turn the Memphis programs into what Louisville has become, that would be the dream, right? Wouldn't that be a dream?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the biggest question is it too late? Now,
probably.
I'm not saying that should guide your thinking. You should operate elsewhere, but I mean, it's a holistically bigger question for me.
It is probably too late. I hate to say it. That's sort of where we are. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, talk to John Martin on the other side, then Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then we got Sam Hardiman. It is a busy day. Before then, I will tell you, if you're looking for a new banking institution, whatever, if you're looking for a new mortgage, if you're looking for a car loan, if you're setting up a little bank account for your kid to get them started in investing and in saving money and being financially responsible, if you're just sick of your financial institution and the way you've been nickeled and dimed, Leaders Credit Union is the place that I would suggest you take a look at. And I can say that because it's where I suggested Claire and her sons both took a look, and they both literally opened up accounts there, and they are thrilled. The technology's unbelievably good. The rates are, and because they don't have stockholders. It's a credit union, so they don't have stockholders, so every penny goes back into the enterprise. That's all you have to know. Every penny goes back into the enterprise, and that's why the enterprise is so efficient. But on top of everything else, like, when I was trying to get a new mortgage, they're just friendly. Like, they're friendly. They're accessible. And then you walk into if you walk into either of the branches, one in Bartlett, one in Arlington, they're terrific, too. We have had a wonderful experience with Leaders Credit Union. You can learn more at leaderscu.com. ESPN.com/ESPN. John Martin on the other side. Jeff Calkins, show 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by John Martin. Jason John every single day from 11 to 2. I'm an avid listener. John, I have several questions on a scale of 1 to 10. I want to know your confidence in various topics, and 10 being supremely confident, unbelievably 100%, really 120% confident. 1 would be, I just have no confidence in this at all. Okay, ready? What is your level of confidence that Charles Huff will get Memphis to a championship game in the next 3 years?
First of all, good morning.
Good morning. I try to get right to it, man. I don't pussyfoot around.
I'm going to say 10.
What? Yeah. Jeffrey, what's yours? 10. Level? Like, that's absurd. 10 is absurd.
No, it's not. It's very reasonable.
I'm bringing Jeffrey in on your segment again. This is like it's like I'm trying to fortify you or something. Every time I do it, every week.
Yeah, I really don't know why you do that.
I think you need the help. Show. I think you know what it's like when a pass rusher's coming off the edge and you know that your tackle's a little weak. You got a chip? He's the chip. He's the chip. That's what he is. What's your level? I just wanted to check out the 10. It seemed ridiculous to me.
I'm like an 8.
Jeffrey's an 8. Okay, that's at least more reasonable. It allows. Why are you a 10? Why are you a 10, John?
Who made you the arbiter of all things reasonable, first of all?
I'm a numbers guy. I'm the numbers guy. Yeah, that's what I am. I'm the numbers guy.
Everyone
knows I'm the numbers guy.
just because his number's lower doesn't mean it's more reasonable.
His allows for the possibility that he may not. Yeah, yours, I mean, does not.
The only reason why you think it's more reasonable is because the last coach made it look so hard. That's why. That's why.
Yeah, but I've heard Jason going on about how Memphis doesn't have as much money as
Memphis
South Florida.
Memphis has a top two budget. Memphis has a, say it with me. Memphis has a top two budget.
Memphis has a top two budget. It does,
right.
It's a good
just
cheer.
Because someone
Memphis
else
has a top
if I
two
say
budget.
Six, Memphis or if I has, say four, is that more reasonable? No, it's just a lower number, right? It's just a lower number.
It's more reasonable because it's a lower. Anyway, 10, that's great. Were you? What, so you are, as to coin a phrase, all in.
I'm going to bring in somebody else on your question. Go ahead.
You have someone else help frame the questions for me? Someone to, all right. So that's one. And do you expect anything to come out of today's events? Either Ed talking or Charles talking?
I think people will be won over by him. I do. I think he'll have some one-liners. I think he'll have, you know, an energy that people can get behind. And I do. I think our, you know, obviously, you know, afternoon shows and when we get back in tomorrow, I think people will be, you know,
fired up,
raving about.
Oh, you think they're gonna be? You think it's gonna be probably a 10 out of 10? I would imagine you would. Think.
I mean, I'm obviously, as you can tell, I'm pretty optimistic about the hire. I mean, as you pointed out, you know, this is a guy that has a level of experience as head coach at this level that Memphis has never been able to hire. I mean, that's just the truth of it. So I feel very good about him having won at places that are historically really, really hard to win at, and you know, do it again at a high level. And now you're coming to Memphis and you're going to get a big, to me, it's not like going from Memphis to a Power Four, you know, I think because at that point you may not have the biggest budget in the Power Four. You may be middle of the pack Power Four. And that's hard, right? You're not, it's very hard to compete when you go to the ACC with Clemson and Florida State
Gabe,
and Miami.
Gabe made this point. Gabe said winning with less, which is what he's done, right, is different than winning at a high level with more, which is what he's going to be asked to do. Do we know that he can do the latter just because he did the former? You know what I mean? He built programs from the ground up at places, but this is come into a place with a top two budget and deploy those resources successfully. It seems like an easier job, honestly. But
yeah, I mean, I heard you talking. I heard that conversation a little bit yesterday, and you were like, both of y'all were like trying to.
I said he did actually recruit players to Alabama where he had a lot of resources. You know, he's
right.
Done it everywhere. Like he's done it at.
Yeah, y'all were trying to like draw the line between program changer and program elevator. And I
not
contend
y'all,
that
he was.
The two are the same. I mean, I you know, if you can do one, you're doing the other. Do I think that Charles Huff is a guy that's going to come in here and. First of all, does the program need to be changed fundamentally? No. I don't need. It doesn't. I mean, does it need to be back at a place where it's going to the conference championship game like it used to all the time?
Straight years when it was in a tougher conference, right, with less resources.
All you, gotta do, all you need is a guy that, you know, that just kind of it's a program realigner. That's what you need, because it was already at a place before Silverfield took over where it was very, very healthy and very, very good. So I don't think you need him to come in here and be some, you know, magician. I just don't think that's the job.
So Jeffrey and I, we were playing phrase bingo, things he's going to say. I'm not going to tell you who, you don't listen to the show except for my site when you're on here. So you didn't hear this, but whose phrases, these are phrases that he will say today. Okay. Which set of phrases do you like better? One of us said he would say that Memphis is going to attack on defense, be multiple on offense, and he will say that this is the job I wanted. Okay, that's candidate one. Those three things at some level, how many of those will he say? Candidate two says that they're going to be well coached, that we're going to focus on the process, and that we're going to stand up. I guess stand up is his catchphrase.
Well, if that is his catchphrase, then that's he'll. I don't think he'll say we'll be multiple. He doesn't strike me as that kind of guy.
He's not going to say multiple. How about attacking defense? How about this is the job I wanted? He's going to say both of those things.
I can see him saying that. I can see him saying this is the job I wanted.
100% he's going to say those things.
I think he says one on each of those.
Only one. Tie.
Of each of those options.
Okay.
But it's been a long time. It's been a long time since we had a football press conference.
Next one is level of confidence. 10 is extraordinarily confident. 1 is not confident at all that Ja's return to the Grizzlies will be seamless, productive, and seamless.
I mean, I would say an 8. I mean, you know, I don't want to say 10 because, you know, Ja is very capable of, I mean, he's a live wire, so anything can happen. But I would say 8. I mean, I respect to Vince Williams for stepping in and you know, doing it admirably, but come on. I mean, Vince Williams isn't a point guard. So, yeah, I mean, I think the fact that they're winning, you know, without him, they miss his scoring. They miss his playmaking. So I think it'll be fine. I think they'll be very happy to have him back.
Okay. Level of confidence that Fernando Mendoza is going to lead your Raiders back to the playoffs.
Well, it's not necessarily about him. It's about, will the Raiders have the chance to draft him, right?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, let me do this one. Level of confidence that he's going to win the Heisman.
10.
Me too. Like, of course he's going to win the Heisman. Like, I get that there's other, Pavia would be a worthy winner, like whatever, and Love would be a worthy winner. I get it, but he's going to win the Heisman. Mendoza's going to win the Heisman. That's a 10. Okay. Level of confidence that Mendoza will be the number one pick in the draft.
I'm gonna say 9, because I think even if it's a team that doesn't need a quarterback,
they'll trade out.
Yeah, because I mean, I honestly could say 10, because I think if it's like, you know, if it's
do you
the Giants,
love him watching him against Ohio State? Did you love him?
I mean, that's a top defense. You know, I mean, when CJ Stroud went off against the Georgia defense, and he didn't go off. Mendoza didn't go off the way Stroud did. But he made throws.
He made some big ass throws.
I'll look it up, but yeah, I'm nearly certain he had the best passing performance against Ohio State's defense from anyone this year. But I'll look it up.
No, I'm sure that's true. But you wouldn't say he won.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's I think that's, you know, that matters for sure. I mean, that's an NFL defense basically. So I mean, I think his little post game things are strange. Like he doesn't seem like somebody that I would. Like
the NFL,
he's very enthusiastic. He is very enthusiastic, and he gives glory to God.
And that's fine. I just think he's kind of a nerd, you know? Like, he's just a little kind of a nerdy dude in an NFL quarterback's body. And that's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, you're talking to a guy
he is a little bit of a nerdy dude.
You know, I mean, my franchise drafted Jamarcus Russell, okay? So that's kind of the number one pick I'm familiar with.
Well, I was interesting. In terms of nerdy dudes, I was listening to you and Jason yesterday talk about how being checked at White Station High School was a valuable exercise. What did you get checked for?
Being white, basically.
Do you remember anything particular anyone said about you?
I just remember I just got called every white actor in the history of the world.
Like I
would be anything from whoever the hot actor was at the time, you know, like not hot in terms of like looks, but just like, you know, the most relevant. It'd be like, you know, hey, who was the dude from The Mummy? You know,
Brendan Fraser
looking ass dude. Brad Pitt. You know, you just go. It was just like every little.
I wouldn't mind being a Brad Pitt ass looking dude. Whatever.
I know, but it was just like they were just saying white men. Like I was just your. You know, standard issue white man, basically in their eyes, which is you know what my classmates' eyes, which is fair.
When you described it, you described that it was valuable because it made you look at what you were wearing before you headed out. It made you up your game. Jason said it was valuable because you developed a thick skin. Those are very different things. One is like I'm living in fear. I'm going to up my game. And the other is, you know what? I learned to shrug this stuff off.
Well, obviously, didn't develop a thick skin because I get triggered every Wednesday with you now.
You didn't learn.
I think if you are not indoctrinated and you are not familiar, you know, and you go to like a Memphis City school and they start, you're going to be like totally confused. You know, like what is happening to me right now? like it's just that kind of experience.
You had the chair pulled out for you in the lunchroom.
Yep, that happened, and it was embarrassing, and it made me mad.
Do you know who did it? Did you want to fight the person?
I do remember who did it.
Who did it?
Aaron Boone did it.
Aaron Boone did it. What?
Aaron Boone did it. And
Aaron bleeping Boone.
Did he lay in wait for you? Did he just do it? Was it spontaneous? Just was he sitting next to you, or what? How did it?
Yeah. He was just. You know, I had just gotten out of the lunch line, and I was just coming sitting down at the table. I didn't hit the ground or anything, but
you did.
You know, obviously, it's embarrassing when you go to sit and there's nothing there. You know,
was he a friend of yours?
So was he a what?
A friend?
Absolutely not.
No, he was just bullying you.
You know, like you kind of know people, right? Like,
why were you sitting there?
He wasn't a friend, though. Obviously, friends wouldn't do that. Humiliate you before, like that.
I literally never went into the men's room in my entire. I only spent 3 years in high school because our high school was 10, 11, and 12. I never went in the men's room the entire 10, 11, and 12. If you had to go to the bathroom, you'd go to the nurse's office or something, or you just learned to hold it. You just learned to hold it. Bad things could happen to you in there, you know? But we didn't do check-in. Check-in wasn't a thing in Buffalo. We didn't.
Yeah. I mean,
straight up bullying. It was physical bullying. It was that.
Well, I kind of put a positive spin on it, right? Like I put a very positive spin on the fact that, you know, that happened and it was just part of the experience. But, you know, look, you know, I do think it was one of the reasons why Memphis City Schools went to uniforms, right? It wasn't the only reason. It might have not even been the primary reason. But I think the primary reason was like gang paraphernalia, right? But I do think that there was like a awareness across the city that, you know, people were getting, you know, made fun of for what they were wearing. Like, and so if we make this a policy where everybody wears the same thing, you know, nobody will be insulted and quote unquote bullied, right? I didn't come from money. I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't get a chance. You know, I used to. You know, I used to beg my mom, please, can you buy me a pair of Dickies, you know, because that was like the uniform pant of choice. You had to have the Dickies with the pocket pant, you know, there on your on the side of your leg. You know, I was like, please. And they were expensive. You know, they were like real work pants, you know, like if you were like a car mechanic. And I was like, mom, please, you know, buy these. And, you know, I didn't have money for Jordans. Everybody wore Jordans and Air Force Ones. You know, I showed up with Shaqs, you know, and it's just like it does make you kind of self-conscious and it kind of makes you sad about like, you know, not being able to have and afford those things. But at the same time, it made sure that when I'm an adult, all I have are Jordans.
All right. I always ask you a couple wagers that you have placed for the upcoming days. Tell me a couple wagers you've placed or you believe in or will place.
Rams -5.5 against the Detroit Lions. That may be at the 6 now, but I bet it at 5.5. Uh-huh. The Lions are really, really emaciated. Like they are down Brian Branch. They're down Kirby Joseph.
Yep.
Amon Ra's playing, you know, hurt, obviously. And I just think they missed Ben Johnson.
Didn't look hurt.
No, he didn't. I mean, credit to him. He's a warrior. But I think they missed Ben Johnson. I don't think they're anywhere near as dynamic. You know, as they were a year ago with him calling the play. So I'm going to go with the Rams to kind of get back on track here.
What's the Bills-Pats line? You know?
Bills moved to a favorite. They opened as a dog, then now they're a one-point favorite. They should win that game, but I don't really want to touch it.
And what did you think of DeBanza last night in the second half?
There's no debate about the number one pick anymore, right?
Well, what's weird is literally this week I was reading that he's clearly 3. And then last night, you know, then there's last night happened. And so it's sort of interesting. You know, I don't think there's no debate. I think there will still be a debate.
Well, how about this? I don't think there should be.
That was unbelievable last night.
Like you cannot pass on that kid because his physical gifts are just like, they just don't come around. You know, a guy of that, with that wingspan and that size, and that ball and those ball skills, like Darren Peterson will be a good NBA player. There's no doubt in my mind.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.